Time to talk Twins, and Dan Hayes with The Athletic joins us at this time every Friday. Dan, it's good to visit with you.
Good to visit with you.
What is your gut right now? Is there going to be a big trade involving the Minnesota Twins, or is it more likely that they'll do essentially nothing?
I would think that if they do something, it'll be, it depends on what like big represents to you. If big is Joe Ryan, Griffin Jacks, Yoan Duran, I don't think it'll be big. Now, if Willie Castro or, you know, Danny Coulomb, Harrison Bader, if those guys represent big, then maybe they have something big coming. I still think we're, you know, 3, 4, 5 days before anything. I think they will just give this as much time as they can, because look, if the Twins trade and they look like they're selling and they're not going to make the playoffs, that would be 4 times in 5 years where the team hasn't made the playoffs. And, you know, the front office, like, there's going to be potentially new owners in the next 6 months. And if I was in the front office, I want my resume to say made the playoffs twice in 5 years.
Right,
and
right.
So punting on the season isn't the most, the best option, I would say. Like, so I think they will probably play it as safely as possible, which means take some time. And then even when they do it, they're not going to rip the Band-Aid off and trade the big guys. I mean, maybe they could possibly one of those three. I don't think Joe Ryan's going anywhere. You just have to be overpaid so much and like your future guaranteed over and over to make a move like that. Maybe Jax or Duran, potentially, just because they've been good at producing relievers the last couple of years. And, you know, as good as those guys are, maybe you hope that Louis Varland will be ready for a step up, you know, that kind of thing. So I don't know. It's going to be, I think it'll be medium. I think they'll sell.
So Dan, you know, readers of The Athletic, your fine publication, who see Jim Bowden, his article, former GM, baseball GM, who's speculating about trades he'd like to see, and he has Duran and Jax and Castro all going to the Dodgers for a haul of prospects. You're saying maybe don't hold your breath on that one?
Look, if the Dodgers were willing to give up Dalton Rushing, which they've made very clear that they don't want to give up Dalton Rushing, and that's their catching prospect who basically is allowing Will Smith to catch just twice out of every 3 games and DH the third and keeping him fresh. If the Dodgers were willing to give up Dalton Rushing, maybe the Twins would part with one of the guys. But the Dodgers have young prospects. The Twins, to move any of those guys, would basically need to be motivated by having guys come back that can help them immediately this season or next season. The Dodgers just don't have those prospects. They're a bunch of low A's. Jim Bowden is it's an entertaining read. Let's just put it that way.
exactly.
It is hilarious to think that the Twins, and I get it, like, the team is not clicking right now. They're not performing the way you want them to perform. So you feel like in a town where our sports teams are never terrible enough to make the obvious move being a total rebuild, I think as fans, we sort of want it, right? It's like, okay, this is another 500 Twins team that if they get into the playoffs are going to get out quickly. So we want something to happen. Logically, though, none of these scenarios to me make any sense. The only thing that really makes sense is maybe a minor, you know, like you said, Willie Castro, somebody who's going to be a free agent next year. But, like, I just don't see anything really dramatic happening.
Well, I think it's funny. Twins fans experienced the rebuild in 16, 17, and the core came up with the Buxton, Sano, Kepler, and they were okay. They've had their moments. Buxton's been great. Sano was an all-star. Kepler had a couple good years and had a consistent career, but you see where that got them. Then they kind of retooled in 18 and traded Dozier and a couple guys, and we're going to let their new core come along, and that's Royce Lewis and Alex Kirilloff, and we've seen how that's gone so far. And I don't know that people have, as much as they say they have an appetite for a rebuild, I don't think they do. You know, prospects, there were people got the prospect bug in Minnesota about 10 years ago because that group looked amazing. And then you realize prospects only mean, you know, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't guarantee anything. And so starting over from scratch is so hard to do. And I look, this team needs tweaks. I don't think it needs an overhaul. There's a lot of young talent here that's still good. It's just they need to figure out a way to get it to work. It hasn't so far. It's been disappointing. You know, but of course they have the Nationals here, and if they somehow win two of three, or if they were to sweep the Nationals, which is possible, like you're looking at one game under 500. It's really weird. The third wild card spot has changed the equation so much. It just gives you this sense that you're not quite out of it, even though you're pretty much out of it. You know, you're going to place that first team, and that's daunting. So
when you wrote about Royce Lewis and how he's sort of found his swing, he's found his rhythm, and now you say, like, all right, if you got Buxton having an all-timer season, if Royce, and as always, this is the if that we all live on here in Minnesota. But if Royce keeps cooking and Byron keeps cooking, well, you got a couple of injured pitchers. You're like, let's see what happens. I don't know. Like, why would you strip this thing down? To me, it makes no sense.
Well, think about it this way. They were just under 500 at the All-Star break, and that was with mediocre to less than mediocre contributions from Royce and Carlos Correa. So, like, when you think about that, basically, if they were that way already and they just get contributions, I mean, you're talking about dynamic offensive players with Royce and Carlos. And if they can play at their normal levels, either one of them, and then the other can just be mediocre instead of way less than mediocre.
Yes.
There's reason for optimism. You're going to get Pablo back at some point. Bailey Ober's getting closer. Your bullpen is good. You know, it's so tricky because that third wild card spot, it changes everything. And it's funny, I got some comments in the Royce Lewis story I wrote where it's like, I guess 4 days, you know, how does 4 days mean that you're back? And it's like, wow. I can tell you, having covered this guy, what it's like when the light switch is on and what it's like when the light switch is off. And the light switch is on, and it's believable. Like, and it's real good because the other day, you know, Tyler Glasnow had only pitched 7 games so far this season, but right-handed batters in the season were 4-for-51 against him with a double and a home run. Royce Lewis homered off him and doubled off him. And I'll tell you what, he is back. You can tell it. He's just one of those guys where, when the confidence is really there, he buys into it, and there's extra that comes out of him. I don't know what it is. The Twins have been trying to figure it out for a year now, and everybody sees it, and they know it's there. And that's just this thing where it's like, damn, should we sell? Do we hold on? Like, because at this point, I don't know, man. It's really hard to see the front office digging deep and selling when, you know, there could be a new owner coming in. So that's just this extra sense of false hope, maybe. But it's something to hang on to.
Do you, Dan Hayes from The Athletic, do you really read the comments or what people put?
Occasionally, yeah, of course. Well, one, it's a good way to interact, and because there are some legit questions in there. I don't always I read the comments there. I don't try to read them on social media.
If you're paying to subscribe to The Athletic, maybe it's a slightly better caliber comment. Is that what you're...
No, it sucks. It's still terrible.
All right.
But we were encouraged for a long time to interact. I think there's been less of a push for that, but they still like it. And hey, if it gets the comments going, why not?
Right.
Like, we want people to interact. We want people on our stories, and we want them to read them. So, you know, it's great that the comments are at the bottom so that they have to read all the way.
I also read the comments, but I am just an absolute sadist, you know?
I am. No, this is me, too.
Yeah.
And I've had to encourage my dad not to read the comments.
Oh, my mother-in-law, too. I love her so much, but she wants to get in there and defend me.
Oh, like, yeah.
No.
Yes. I just don't want to. He would be fine. He would just go in and do it one day if he did it and then forget that he did it and come back and find out, like, a month later that he did it. But yeah, I was like, Dad, don't do it. Just I appreciate the. I was like, you don't want to wade into those waters, Dad.
No, don't do it. Do you think so? Tonight is the first home game for the Twins since the Coldplay camera swept America, right? So yeah. For sure they're going to do some bit tonight, right? If you
I would be shocked if they didn't. Yeah.
So if we had like a prop bet on which bit they're going to do, do they do the Coldplay cam where everyone has to do the bit? You know, where they go to people and then they're supposed to duck out? Or do they do Kiss Cam that has like some sort of TC Bear related?
Yeah, I would go with that. I would go with TC Bear. And you know what? I think one of my friends mentioned it last week. The Phillies really messed up last week. They should have had the Philly Fanatic with Mrs. Met instead of... It was the Philly Fanatic and Mrs. Philly Fanatic, but... Yeah, I think they have to go and lean into it. I mean, you're at the ballpark. You're supposed to have fun. And it's too bad I'm not there tonight because I would definitely make sure that me and Gleeman were hugging each other.
Oh,
and
then, no doubt. Yeah.
Like, I would definitely do that and try to get that going. And then have Russo in the background looking disapprovingly.
Well, yeah, but shouldn't it be like you and somebody like Bobby Nightingale, somebody from the Star Tribune or something?
I don't want to reveal my true love, you know?
Yeah.
So
I understand that. Yeah.
And plus, he's out on paternity leave.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I'm just saying somebody from a different publication, if you and Gleeman are both working for the same place, that doesn't.
There's so many ways this could go. It'd be just, I'm glad they never turned the camera on the press box.
Wow.
It's just, yeah.
Nobody needs to see that. Nobody
needs to see that. That's just,
like
smart.
Dick Bremer was there, we did. And, you know, we saw how that went with dropped foul balls. And that was just, that was a dark turn in Twins history when I was presented with TC's glove.
No.
That thing reeked.
No good. Dan Aids, we appreciate it. We may visit with you Tuesday when we're over at the ballpark doing our show.
All right. Sounds good, guys.
Dan Aids, have a great weekend. Thanks, buddy. 5:49, back in just a minute with a goodbye from our friend George Santos.